chairman of the board for Military Families United. John, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Tell me, what is Military Families United?
We're a coalition of Gold Star families, who are those who have lost a loved one in the war on terror, Blue Star families, veterans, patriotic Americans, those who just want to be able to stand up and support our troops.
John, we have started a new series with the assistance of Fox News Radio talking about 9/11, remembering it. Today is 8/11, so we're a month away, and I know that you are having an event, 9/11 and the Gold Star Day event, on September 10th. Tell me about it.
Well, what we're doing is we're gathering all the Michigan Gold Star families in Howell on that day. They will lay out the story of their lost loved one, the story of their hero. We're going to have pictures, stories, different things that, maybe their football jersey, different things that will tell them basically how they lived rather than how they died. We'd rather celebrate their lives than mourn their loss. This is not going to be a time of mourning. This is going to be a time of celebration.
All right. This is September 10th from 1 to 4 p.m. Military's Families United will host the event at the Howell Armory. And remembering 9/11, I think it's going to be a big topic for a lot of folks. I can recall I was holding my little baby boy, my oldest, and I was glued in front of the television all day and all night. Tell me where you were when that happened.
I was actually in a hospital waiting room. My wife was having surgery that morning, and it was quite traumatic. I started calling my niece, who was actually working for Warner Brothers in New York City at that time, trying to get a hold of her, make sure she was okay. But when the second plane hit the tower, I went into defense mode, I guess. I went into I'm in law enforcement, too, so I had to start thinking about public safety, different things. Who should we call? What should we do to get started protecting ourselves? Because we knew at that time we were under attack. We just didn't know how in-depth it was. So,
all right.
Intense that day.
All right, John, before I let you go, through your experience as the chairman for the board of Military Families United, is there a story that has stuck out about someone who may have been there or someone who lost someone that really stays with you?
Well, I tell you, Tony, the 2 weeks before, 2 weeks to the day before 9/11, my family was in Washington, D.C. We were standing on the steps of the Pentagon. And that very day, my father, my son's Justin, who was killed on November 13th of 2004, but his grandfather was on the top of the World Trade Center having dinner with my niece. 2 weeks later, they were both in smoldering ruins, and that had a very lasting effect on me, as well as my son, who eventually joined the Marines. He joined the Marines in 2003, and he was killed in Iraq on November 13th, 2004. So it obviously had a profound effect on my family, as well as, I'm sure, it changed America that day.
From your perspective and from what you hear from the families that you're with, are we winning the war on terror? Has the fight been worth it?
You always have to wonder if a fight is worth it. Are we winning? That's hard to gauge. Are we making a difference in the lives of the Iraqis and Afghan people? Absolutely we are. We'd hear stories time after time about the differences in the lives that they were making. You know, my son, one of the last conversations I had with my son was, he said, "Dad, we're making a difference." He says, "I can see the difference in the lives that I make with the Iraqi people." And for a 20-year-old to be able to tell his dad that he's making a difference in the world, you know, that brings off an awful lot of pride.
All right. John Ellsworth is the chairman for the Military Families United. John, if people want to know more about the Gold Star Day event on September 10th or more about your organization, how do they get in touch with you?
They can go to militaryfamiliesunited.org. the information will be on there under the links for the Michigan event. Or they could contact the Armory. I believe they'll have the information also.
All right, John, we're going to stay in contact with you and help you promote this. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Tony. We certainly appreciate your time.